Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Two, one.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to have to turn this up because our WAV file's too small. So if you guys want to turn down your headphones, let me know.
All right.
Because otherwise, we're going to be hella loud.
All right.
Welcome to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, radio podcast, the well-oiled machine that we do for you every Monday morning live, except for this morning.
Right.
I thought I was getting sick last night. I had like a 10-hour wedding on Saturday and then got up Sunday and had Libby Lou's birthday and then went straight to one of Rocky's hockey games. And I really thought I was getting sick last night. And every time I think I'm
You're
getting
just
sick.
Tired.
Yes. So my little treatment for when I think I'm getting sick is taking a handful of Tylenol PMs.
Oh, my gosh.
At like 8 p.m. and knocking myself out for 12 hours. And
that'll do it.
Oh, my God. It makes you feel so much better if you get like a ton of sleep. And so that's why we didn't do the show live this morning.
I feel like you need to air the Uncle Mike disclaimer about drug use again after that.
Yes, here we go.
Kelly and Horace are dumb as hell.
There we go. The disclaimer that nothing we do on this show should ever be copied or tried by children.
Or adults.
Speaking of, I wasn't going to bring this up till later. Speaking of not trying this at home, did you guys see what happened to the magician David Blaine?
I saw the headline.
Was he really, really boring and pretending like he was doing something fun?
Listen, as boring as he is, you can't take away from some of the crap he does that is just amazing. And I'm not talking about the stupid stuff like making a helicopter appear on the Grand Canyon. I hate that stuff. But David Blaine's street magic is amazing.
Yeah,
I feel like he's constantly on Benadryl.
Yeah, that is kind of like, I think he came out of the womb that way, though. Like some people just, that's how their face looks. Some people have resting
his
bitch face.
Demeanor, though, too. I mean, he's very blah.
Some he's blah, blah, half blah. Asleep all
yes,
the time.
Yes, all the time.
Well, he has like resting stoned face. Like he looks like he's high all the time.
Yep.
And that comedian Jim Brewer is the same way.
Yes.
He always says it in his stand-up. He's like, I don't smoke half the pot people think that I do. He's like, I came out of the womb looking like this. It's not my fault. I look stoned all the time.
It's just my face.
It's just my face.
So what did David do?
So David decided to try this new stunt. Here's the story. World-renowned magician and endurance artist David Blaine was injured when he attempted to catch a bullet in his mouth. It went painfully awry, as seen in the video that's now going viral. So what he did was he took a metal cup that was bulletproof, essentially, and he put it between his teeth. And then he had a rifle aimed at his face from, I guess, like maybe 10 or 15 feet away. And
smart.
He was the one that pulled the trigger because nobody on his team would do it. So
no, of course not.
He tied a string to it. And so the video that they show, and we'll post it later today at kellymano.com so you guys can see it. The bullet makes it into the metal cup. But what happened was the metal cup shattered and it cut the back of his throat. And he had to be taken away in an ambulance. I think that was probably just for show. I think like they always end like that.
Oh, sure. I mean, they have to, up the drama factor.
But he did this in front of a live audience at MGM Grand. And so I guess, they'd never done it before. They expected the cup to catch the bullet, not to break apart. And it cut up the back of his throat real bad. And at first, when it shattered, he said he thought he was shot and he was dead because he didn't expect to feel pain. And then once he figured out what had happened, he sort of thanked the crowd and got whisked off and all that good stuff. You're not a David Blaine fan? I don't like his endurance stunts. I think those are stupid.
No, I think the whole
sitting in the chair for three days is not magic. That's laziness.
No shit. Or like in cold water or something.
Yeah, the
I did that once.
For 20 minutes or something. It's like, why?
I did that once, but that's because I had mono.
Well,
that wasn't magical either. It was real.
Since I was not feeling good last night, I did have a chance to watch the Golden Globes. Did you guys watch those?
I saw bits and pieces.
Because everybody is talking about them. I'm going to show you guys something amazing.
Was it Kaley Cuoco on the red carpet?
No, but tell me about her, because you keep talking about her, and I don't
know. She looked boob-tastic.
Was she, like, hanging out?
I have the picture. Hold on, I got the picture. Ooh,
I'm pulling up an even more amazing picture.
Hold on, here. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, well, you know what? That is in style now. Like that, the really
That's what I was saying. She wasn't the only one to have a big plunging
boobies
dress.
Boobies are always in style,
but
Kelly.
Her boobs look the best in the dress. Like, there were other stars that had these plunging necklines, but they don't have any boobs, so they just look like boy chest.
Yeah, you're right. Especially when you can see their sternum. That's not hot.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, oh, you've just moved your boobs out of the way to expose your sternum. Like, that's
like,
I don't think
Tori
that's,
Spelling and her poor cleavage that's like 8 miles apart. No. It's like sternum, like 6 inches of nothing.
I know, yeah.
Her cleavage is like a wide taco shell. Like,
oh.
A stand-in stuff.
That's like her and, what's her name? Tara Reid.
Yes.
Oh
God bless Tara Reid.
She looks like she went to Tijuana to get a boob job.
The adorable Kristen Bell wore butt pads to the Golden Globes. What?
Bless her.
Kristen Bell also had a pretty good boob
shout
day.
Shout out
for
butt
pads. She was one of those. With
Hi, Entertainment Tonight. What's going on?
Oh, Mary Hart, calm down. But yes, I was. She put it on Instagram, and it was hysterical because, you know, I'm a big fan of butt pads.
Right.
People have been fans of bras for a long time. They do the same thing that butt pads do. They just push up what you got.
Yep.
Some of us need it. The big stories last night, of course, were Brad Pitt making a surprise appearance. It was the first one since his child abuse scandal and divorce. Sofia Vergara made anal jokes. Jimmy Fallon.
Could she go away, by the way?
You don't like her? I thought all guys loved her.
Here's the
thing.
We
have the same birthday.
I don't hate her, but I've gotten to the point where
it's getting old.
I get it, honey. You got great boobs.
And you don't speak good English.
And you don't speak good English.
Yeah.
What else you got for me?
She's a super hot husband.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's married to
Joe
Manganiello.
The guy from the new Pee Wee Herman movie.
There's a new Pee Wee Herman movie?
Yeah, it's Netflix.
Oh, I'll always know him as the werewolf guy from True Blood.
True Blood, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know him.
And also Magic Mike.
That too. Who can forget that?
Jimmy Fallon's teleprompter didn't work and the show opened. He handled that really well. But of course, the big
better
story.
Better than Mariah Carey.
Did you hear his joke that he made when he came back?
Yeah.
He said they were blaming Dick Clark Productions for his teleprompter not working.
Nice.
The big story, of course, Meryl Streep. She came out and did what a lot of celebrities do. They talk about their, you know, left wing, you know, agenda, which, you know, for me, like what she said was very elegant. And I think I agreed with almost all of it. But I'm still on the same page of like, we have politics in our face 24 hours a day.
Yep.
Shut up and talk about the movie you're winning an award for. You know, and this is going to sound horrible, but I could not tell you one thing Meryl Streep has been in.
Devil Wears Prada.
Ever?
No. I'm not a big movie watcher. I know she's like a legend, but I could not. Literally, you could hold a gun to my head and I could not tell you one movie that she's done. So apparently she was getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. Achievement.
Yeah, those are good. That's good cheese.
Can you tell him at a dinner? What did you guys think of her political stuff?
It was fine. I mean, she basically called Trump out for making fun of the guy from the New York Times, New York Post.
Right. And so Trump is saying, he quote, "For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter."
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. He said that he was simply showing him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that had been written to make him look bad.
Yep.
I mean, if you've seen the video, he's making fun of the guy having a seizure. He is.
Yeah. I've seen it, but I haven't seen it in context. Like,
I mean,
the whole
it's...
thing.
Here's the thing with Donald Trump, and I'm going to be very interested to see how this changes in a week when he actually becomes president.
God, is that in a week?
Yeah. They're going to have to take his Twitter away from
they
him.
They have to. Yeah. I mean, like, is there not anybody above Donald Trump right now? Does he not have a
he's
boss?
He's got to have handlers, though.
He
I mean,
kind of reminds me of, do you remember John Lovitz on SNL?
Yes.
And he had the character who was, like, the pathological liar guy.
Yes.
And he'll always be like, yeah, I wasn't doing that. Yeah, that's it. I was, I was talking about him groveling. Yeah, I wasn't making fun of his problem.
Yeah.
That's how it comes off. And I'm willing to give Trump the benefit of the doubt, but at some point you have to own your behavior.
Yeah, I think.
And Trump never does that.
It's so hard to like him. I mean, I think even the people who voted for him are having trouble liking him because he always comes out on Twitter bashing whoever he doesn't like.
Well, he's done that ever since. I mean, I think the first famous one was when he and Rosie O'Donnell got into a famous war.
Yes, that's when he called her a fat pig.
Right.
That was like the first one a decade ago. Yes.
Like he went after Arnold Schwarzenegger this week because Arnold's now the guy in charge of The Apprentice. Dude, who cares? You're running the effing country.
Why? Yeah. First of all, Donald Trump is still a producer on that show, which means he's still invested in it.
Right.
So that's what I was so confused about was why is he ripping on Arnold Schwarzenegger when he's supposed to be making money off of that show?
Because it's not Donald in front of the camera. And there's, as much as there are things about Trump that I agree with, my biggest problem with him is his lack of stateliness, I guess is the word.
Maturity.
He just seems like that kid who like has to be right all the time, even when he's not right.
Yes.
Like you could prove it with facts in front of him. Like you are wrong.
Yes.
2 + 2 = 4, not 6.
Rocky.
And he would still argue the point.
Rocky is dealing with a kid right now, just like that in middle school. And that's our president.
That math is so unfunny. It's so overrated.
You know what? From now on, every time that we have a Donald Trump quote, we need to have Rocky come in and do his Donald Trump impression.
All right.
Because it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of my kids, you know how much I love to pimp them out. So coming up next, my 9-year-old daughter, Lucy, is an actress, and she has been begging to be a part of the radio show.
Every week.
Every week. And so Lucy, my 9-year-old, is going to make her debut as Lucy, the pint-sized prankster. We are going to see what kind of improv chops she has and if she can handle making her own prank phone call. So hang around. We'll be right back. That's next on The Kelly Mano Show. Now bring your over here, ho, and let me see you get low. If you want this dub, now take it to the floor. If you wanna act, what? Then you can keep your ass where you at. 369, damn, yeah. What's fine. Oh, hey. But you can sock it to me one more time. Go, get low, get low.
Princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown. Once again. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Weekly radio show you can hear at kellymano.com, also on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook or you can send us an email at heykelly@kellymano.com. So, Hoss, you are very fond of my children.
I am.
That sounds odd.
Especially after last week when I kind of said I went on a date with your 9-year-old.
Yes, you're sort of like a like an extra bonus uncle to them.
Yes.
And you know my daughter Lucy
I do.
Has a big personality.
I'm aware.
And she is an actress.
Yes.
And so she has been wanting to be on the show for some time. And so we are going to see what kind of chops she has when it comes to, a little improv acting. She is an actress. She's been in commercials and billboards and television commercials. However, we are going to find out how she does making prank phone calls. Everybody say hi to Lucy Mano.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello. So if I understand correctly, you have a title, right?
Yes.
What is your title?
For what?
for this bit. You named yourself Lucy the what?
Oh, Lucy the pint-sized prankster.
Lucy the pint-sized prankster.
Did you make that up yourself?
No.
I think I actually made it up.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is Lucy is going to be making a phone call to a veterinarian because she had a trip to the zoo this week with her family and she needs a little bit of help with something. So I've got my husband here who is going to be my official dialer. And so, Lucy, take it away.
Evans, East Animal Hospital. Is this an emergency? Could you hold just a moment?
Is this a place that helps animals?
Yep, Evans, East Animal Hospital. Can you hold just a moment?
Yes.
Thank you.
We have kind hearts. I want them to take care of the emergencies first before they deal with my family.
I don't want a dog to die over this.
Not on our hands. Not on our watch.
No.
So we sit and we wait.
Thank you for holding. This is Carrie. May I help you?
I have a penguin in my bathtub.
a penguin in your bathtub?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we don't see those.
Well, my mom's boss is married to the owner of the zoo, so he got all of us kids a secret tour of the zoo. We got to feed giraffes, pet a snake, and see the new baby penguins.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my older brother, Triple Dog, dared my six-year-old sister to bring a baby penguin home in her coat. Yada, yada, yada. Now there's a penguin in our bathtub.
What does a baby penguin eat?
Well, I don't know. I need help taking care of it. So what do penguin eat?
Maybe some fish.
But I don't keep fish at home, lady.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to go and maybe find some salmon. I don't know.
I don't even know what a salmon is.
I don't know.
My mom is going to kill us. Okay, and now this penguin's looking at me really weird.
Well, maybe he eats people.
He does?
Maybe. Baby penguins, I'm not sure.
Can I feed him worms?
You could feed him some worms, sure.
My dad has worms in our refrigerator.
Your dad has worms in the refrigerator.
And my mom has crabs.
And your mom has crabs. That's interesting. Who is this?
Washington First Veterinary Clinic, this is Shannon. How can I help you?
Is this a place that helps animals?
Yes, this is a vet clinic.
Okay, because I got a penguin in my bathtub.
I'm sorry?
I got a penguin in my bathtub. What do I do?
We don't see birds here. You would need to call animal control.
I need your help. My mom's going to kill us. My mom's dating.
Oh, is she?
Neat.
Please don't
like this. Veterinary partner, Kelly speaking.
Is this the place that helps animals?
This is an emergency, 24-hour private emergency hospital. How can I help you?
I got a penguin in my bathtub.
You have a what?
A penguin in my bathtub. My sister stole it.
Okay. I can't help you.
New York! And that's New York. Perfect. Exactly how it should go, New York.
Thank you for holding. Crystal speaking. How may I help you?
Is this a place that helps animals?
Yes. This is the animal hospital.
Because there's a penguin in our bathtub.
We only see cats and dogs. I could give you the number to animal rescue.
No, I need your help. My sister stole a penguin from the zoo.
Oh, but we don't see penguins. So did you want the number to a place that does?
Can you Google what they eat?
I'm sorry?
Can you Google what penguins eat?
1 second.
I'm only 9. Please help me.
Okay, 1 second. They eat like fish and squid.
What's a squid?
It's kind of like a seafood.
This penguin looks really confused.
If you have fish, like, that's something that they eat, so maybe you could give it fish.
I don't have fish, but my dad has worms and my mom has crabs.
I don't think they eat that.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Hope and Cobble Hill. Gladys speaking. How can I help you?
Is this the place that helps animals?
This is an animal hospital.
Okay, because there's a penguin in our bathtub.
Okay, we don't see penguins. You have to call.
I need your help. I'm only 9. My sister stole it from the zoo.
Excuse me?
My sister stole a penguin from the zoo.
Okay, well, your sister should return it.
She's only 6. We can't drive.
I can't help you with your penguin. You need to call in the Animal Wildlife Association. I could give you their telephone number. Can you call your parents?
No, my parents are at work, but I have a babysitter, but all she's doing is taking selfies.
You need to call her so she could help you.
What do they eat?
I'm going to give you a number. You have a pen and paper?
This penguin looks really confused. He looks really... Sorry? He has a lazy eye. He looks really weird.
Where did she take this penguin from?
I took it from the zoo. My sister stole it.
What zoo?
Central Park. So my moron big brother Rocky did my little sister Libby Lou to bring home a baby penguin. Yada, yada, yada. Now it's in our bathtub.
Well, can you call your mom?
No, she's at work. Right now she's like at a meeting at work. I don't know.
You can't call your dad?
My dad is worthless.
I'm sorry?
Libby Lou, put the penguin down! Hello? Hello?
Yay!
Good job, Lucy Mano. Take a bow. Your very first prank phone call.
Well, let's just say it's not my first.
Oh, it's not. Well, then we need to talk, sister. All right, we will have you back sometime again soon. Thank you so much, my sweet little adorable Lucy, the pint-sized prankster.
Peace.
Now go take care of the penguin in the bathtub. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
His name is Squawky, by the way.
All right, we'll be right back.
Please help me.
Green forces is kiwi. You couldn't get this color if you had a purse or no genie. You know I keep it hip hop, made flip flop. Yeah, my force was in tip top, got force on flip flop. I like to live into the dish in the khaki and army green. Had a leather pin stripe, you should see how I do the string. Size 20.
The Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by a brand new sponsor, the Painting Party Gals. It is Libby Lou's 7th birthday this week.
Wow.
The littlest Mano is turning 7. It has broken my heart. And I was reached out to by a company. You know, painting parties are all the rage right now. You go, you drink wine, you paint along with the teacher. It's lots of fun. However, this company, the Painting Party Gals, they come to your house.
Oh, fun.
So it was amazing. So Libby Lou had about 10 girls over, and the girls came over and like...
What kind of wine do they have?
No wine.
Oh.
They got to... Libby Lou got to pick the picture. She went with like a giraffe. And the best part was that they come, they bring everything, they clean up, they go home. It was like the easiest birthday party we've ever had. They also do fundraising. They also do adult parties. They were laughing about some of the bachelorette parties that they've done and some of the interesting games that they play. You can email them today at thepaintingpartygals@gmail.com or give them a call at 618-593-0772. I'm also going to put a link to their website up at kellymano.com. That's the Painting Party Gals. Hoss, I want you to try to contain your excitement when I tell you this next story.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian.
I'm out.
Kim Kardashian is back on social media after a three-month...
Oh, the national nightmare is over!
She is back on social media after like a three-month hiatus because she was... Bound and gagged and robbed at gunpoint in Paris. And this comes her...
Two of those three aren't new for her.
No. Wait. Which ones?
Well, I'm assuming the held at gunpoint's probably new.
Probably the one, yeah. So it looks like they caught the guys who robbed her, and it was like 17 people. It was like this huge... And it was like kids. Like, I saw the picture on TMZ. And it was like, yeah... So yeah, right whenever they get arrested, she came back. So it makes me wonder if it wasn't a...
No, she wouldn't do that.
Never.
The Kardashian family is a stand-up, respectable brand.
Yes, they are. Absolutely stand-up.
Wait, is it opposite day?
I'm sorry. They're a lay-on-their-back, respectable brand.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. TMZ also released... I don't know if you guys saw this or not. I saw it on accident because I try not to watch this kind of stuff because it gives me... hella anxiety, but they released the shooting, at least the beginning of the shooting of the Fort Lauderdale airport.
Oh, I saw
shooting.
That
did you guys, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
It is terrifying.
Well, I'm sure.
I don't know how TMZ got a hold of this video because I assume
that I saw it on the
they
news.
They paid
news.
For it, probably.
Well, TMZ had it first, oh. and then they sell it to other outlets. Is how it works. And so, you know, it sounds like this guy. His name's not important. He killed five people on Friday. You know, if he was flying on Delta from Alaska to Minnesota and then finally made it to Florida, he declared a handgun in his firearm carrying case when he arrived at the airport. He picked up the suitcase at baggage claim, went in the bathroom, loaded his clip, and came out and started shooting. And the video shows him just walking in the airport, and it's so chilling because right before that is like a guy and his two young kids walking first, and then right behind them comes this guy, and just like he's pulling out his phone to make a call, he just pulls out his gun and starts shooting. And what I noticed in the video, and maybe it's just because I take classes and stuff, was how slow everybody around him reacted. If you watch the people in the background, you know, they let him get a couple shots off. I mean, people who are 5 feet away from him before they start taking cover.
Yeah.
And the
That's
other
a shock, though. I mean, you got to imagine, yeah. like, you're still processing what's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, like, you know, it's not an immediate reaction. Sometimes
you're not thinking still, yeah. that you're going to hear gunshots, you know, 5 feet in front of you.
Right.
The other thing that I noticed in the video was that, and again, it's because you can't think in these adrenaline situations. All of these people that were running for cover were lugging their suitcases and stuff with them.
Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't it like in a baggage claim
instinct,
area?
Yeah.
You know, and it was making them move slower. Like, I was yelling in my head, like, at these people on the security camera, like, drop everything you have, because you see them, I'll share the link with you later, Hoss, you see them fumbling with their luggage, trying to take cover, and it's like, oh, drop your shit and go.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about your luggage, don't worry about, you know, your purse, and, you know, for me, I don't think twice. I'd rather look stupid and have it be a car backfiring, you know, and me be a block away than to go what those poor people went through, but... this guy, you know, this is a shooting that we are not used to. When he was done, once he emptied out his magazine, which wasn't very full, because normally people who do these kinds of things have time to reload and reload and reload. He emptied what he had and then apparently laid down on the ground and waited for the cops to come and get him.
Oh.
So he's alive. These usually end in cops killing him. And
yep.
so... I'm glad that he's not dead, because maybe this is, you know, every time one of these tragedies happen, you know, we need to learn from it. So maybe having his piece of shit ass alive will help us take a peek into, you know, the mind of somebody who does something like this.
Yeah. And I heard that he flew to Fort Lauderdale specifically to do that.
He did. Why did he pick Florida?
I don't know. Like, that seems like a really random and from Alaska or something. He came from like Anchorage or something.
That's where he was living.
I would guess it would be because you're coming out of the Christmas holiday. And there's a lot of people that go to Florida for vacation.
Right. Well, he bought a one-way ticket. So he had it in his mind. He said he heard voices. His family.
Sure he did.
He was part of the, I think it was, he was deployed by the Puerto Rican National Guard in April to Iraq from 2010 to 2011. He came home with severe PTSD, and his family said that the system failed him. That he had problems and they didn't help him. And at this time, he's been cooperating with investigators. They've interviewed him for several hours. Does Florida have the death penalty?
I don't know.
I sure hope so. That would make an easy end to this.
Yeah, no kidding.
On a lighter note, switching gears here. I shared something over the weekend that was not mine. I almost feel sorry for the guy, but I did give him credit. This guy on Twitter at Fendi Hot Dog Bun.
Oh, so true.
Yeah, he made the most simple statement on the planet, yet it was so real, and none of us have ever thought of it before, that it just took off like wildfire. My post of his tweet was shared 3,000 times. Just the picture of his post, and all it said was, "Here's a fact you may not know about people from St. Louis. Every time we see the arch, we say, 'There's the arch.'"
Yep.
It's true.
Is that
Big Ben, Parliament.
I mean, have you not done that? I mean, I still do it with my kids, even if there's another grown adult in my car.
Oh, I do too. When we drive downtown, you know, you look at it like, "Hey, there's the arch.
There's the arch." Why do we do that?
Conditioned
people, yeah, or there it is.
But it's just such a, like, people in Chicago don't go, "Look, there's a, what do they have there?"
It's now the Willis Tower,
or the Adventures. All I know about Chicago is they have the Adventures and Babysitting Building, the one that looks like a diamond on the top.
Yeah, it used to be the Sears Tower, but it's
now it's the Willis Tower.
You don't drive by and go, "Oh, there's the Sears Tower." So what is wrong with us St. Louis people? Are we that bored that we have?
I mean, where do you want to start?
That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of not calling things what they are, with, you know, the changing of the names. another thing people in St. Louis do is nobody will call it anything but River Port.
Nope.
Nope.
They, or Highway 40.
Did they rename that?
You're supposed to call it Interstate 61.
Interstate, yeah, 64.
Oh, no. We don't call things 40. Interstate.
No, it's Highway 40.
And yeah. It's funny because here we call it like the highway. Like we'll say we take 6440 or you take 270. But in California, they always call it the
whatever. Well, so, you don't even need to go that far. Right here, the highway that's maybe 10 minutes north of us is Highway 70.
Yeah.
If you go to Kansas City, it's 70 Highway.
70 Highway.
Really?
Yeah. But
yeah. When I lived in LA for a short time, everybody's like, you take...
The 110, the 10 to the 405.
Well, Skilo tells us in I Wish, you take the 110 to the 105, get off at Crenshaw. You know,
that's how you get to Compton.
Yeah. And so somebody else mentioned that, you know, and the funny thing is that none of us are really from St. Louis. We're all from the counties.
Yeah.
And we all judge each other based on what county you're from. North County equals Shady. West County equals Rich. South County equals Hoosier.
For the most part, that's accurate.
And we also consider Hoosier to be an insult. I learned that when I went away to college. I thought Hoosier was a universal word.
I did too. I actually got called out and at my college, one of my English classes in college. Like, what do you mean by Hoosier? Like someone from Indiana?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? No.
No, like a redneck.
Like a redneck, yeah. They were like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
My kids were with me one day, and we were coming home from somewhere, and Rocky's like, look, Mom, I see a Hoosier. And I'm like, what? He's like, that guy over there with a really dirty coat, that's a Hoosier, right?
Oh, no.
Like, well yeah. If that's what you picked up from it, yeah, it's pretty much true. The one thing about St. Louis that I don't think anybody will put up with changing is the Anheuser-Busch sign on westbound 64. It's the old school. It's from, like, the 80s.
It's older than that.
Is it older than that?
Neon bird and the egg?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How old is that sign?
That's been there since I can remember.
Yeah.
They can never get rid of that. They know that, right?
No, I hope not.
They can't.
I mean, that's how, as somebody who grew up in Illinois, that was how I knew we were in St. Louis, was when I saw that sign.
Yeah, me too.
And so it's amazing how so many things have changed, but yet, you know, I think that we would riot if they took down that sign.
Probably. Ooh, I mean, I've got a pop culture thing.
Yeah?
Is anyone besides me watching the show Black Mirror?
No.
Yes. Not all. I haven't gotten all
Have
the
you seen the first
it.
One?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Kelly what she would do, because to me...
No, I mean... okay.
The decision was simple.
Is this on Netflix?
Yes. It's like a modern day Twilight Zone, but everything's tech based.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't watch with your kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first episode, the Prime Minister of England is awoken at, say, like 5 a.m.
Right.
And shown a video of terrorists who have kidnapped a royal princess.
Okay.
The only demand for her safe return is that at 4 o'clock that afternoon, the Prime Minister has to live on every satellite station and terrestrial television station.
So sad.
Have sexual intercourse with a pig.
This sounds like the best show ever.
No, I mean, it's not funny. Like,
does the Prime Minister get to tell people why he's having sex with the pig?
Everyone knows. Yeah. Here's what happens is, the first thing the guy wants to do is like, we're going to squash this video. And he goes, well, you can. It was uploaded to YouTube. So it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So like, it's the number one worldwide trend on Twitter and Facebook. Like, everyone knows. And everyone's waiting for 4 o'clock to see
if he puts it up.
He's going to bang a pig or not.
That's amazing. I think that I would do it.
100%.
As long as people knew why I was doing it. If they knew it was because I had to save a person's life.
Absolutely.
Then I would do it.
Absolutely.
Now, if they're like, nobody can know why you're doing it, you just got to show it.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they do it on the show, like, everybody's watching, like, ooh, he's going to do it. And it's, you know, it's like a big funny thing. And then they see him doing it, and you see, like, they're, like, going around to all the places. They're showing it in bars and people on their couches or whatever. And everybody's face is just, like, falling because it's not funny.
Right. It's a guy. You think, here's what it's like.
And do they show him doing it?
No.
I mean,
not really.
Not really. I mean, they kind of, nothing specific, you know. But.
Okay.
Here's a great comparison. And I forget the stand-up comedian who makes this joke. But he's making a comparison to the urban legend of the donkey shows in Tijuana.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, when you hear about it, you think this is cool. It's going to be a girl doing a horse. He goes, and then you get there.
And it's a girl doing a horse.
And that's kind of what this is. Like, you can see everyone in the show, like, the Prime Minister's going to bang a pig. And then it happens, and you can see everyone be like,
oh.
The Prime Minister's
Yeah. F and a pig.
Yeah. There's a lot of good TV coming back this week. Did you guys watch Superstore last season?
No, but I heard it was great.
Parts of it, a few, not all of them.
Well, it's based on or created by the same people who did The Office, and it's based in St. Louis, like the show.
Oh, really?
Is it?
I missed that part.
So that's coming back, and then This Is Us, which everybody has been watching.
I really like it.
Yeah. I gave it three episodes, and I have a secret crush on Mandy Moore and have for some time.
Really?
You're
the first person I've met who does not like that show.
It just didn't hold my interest. Yeah. I didn't hate it. I was just kind of like, all right.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had one of these, like, melancholy, like, feel-good dramas.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think that's why people are kind of...
Everybody's comparing it to Parenthood, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought, too.
Which I didn't watch, because everybody's like, I watched Parenthood and cried.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what I want to do. So, but This Is Us has not made me cry once.
You need to watch Black Mirror.
God, I'm
disturbing, Kelly.
I've seen two of the episodes.
I don't like disturbing stuff.
It's not so much disturbing as, like, I've seen two episodes now, and they all, like, at the center of it is a morality question of each episode.
Oh, I tried watching this new show on Netflix called OA. And
I watched that, too.
Oh, my God. It sent me into, like, an anxiety attack for a week. I watched one episode, I'm done. I'm going to stick to the, like, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
That's probably best.
Good Lord. Literally, I cannot handle. I cannot handle anything even kind of creepy. So that is our show for the week. Thank you for listening. I feel like we could have done a better one today, but it is what it is, and we love you for listening. So we will come back bigger and stronger and uncut next week.
No, we won't.
Oh no, we're going to. Because we're going to tape a show.
Oh, right. Okay. We totally are.
I have not informed you guys of that yet. I'll tell you when the mics go off. Okay. Until next week, be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy, awesome. Scared to ask, but anything for the guys.
No, I think I'm good this week. I'm low on material.
Not like don't do a pig?
No, I mean, if it's going to save a royal person's life, that pig's getting it.
All right. That pig's getting it. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Oh, my goodness.